Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump's Rule, blah, 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 blah. This is the worst. A Vanderpump Rules podcast. I am sober.
I was about to say, I see that water bottle in front of you.
For the record, this is water, not vodka. Okay, we're at season 4, episode 7. This episode is literally called Spit Take.
Shut up.
I laughed out loud. Okay, but before we get into Spit Take, check out the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast, we have our Summer House podcast, and we have One Season Wonders, which in real time today, in September of 2021, One Season Wonders has premiered.
Yay!
And none of them have reached out to us yet. So we're waiting, but hopefully soon. Also, please rate, subscribe, review. I don't believe we have any new ones.
I haven't seen anything come through.
Join our Facebook group, same name as the podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. Join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. I'm a mess. But let me tell you what you can get really quick. So for $1 a month, you get access to all episodes that we record early, which is this episode. And you get access to our pre-shows, which was just about other TV today, but usually there's other stuff involved. Also,
we talked about a potential move I might have.
If you want to know my exact location, please listen to the pre-show.
Alicia was basically giving out her address.
My address is out there. Okay. Also, so for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, you get access to our after show, which is where we talk spoilers. There's a lot to talk about this week.
Oh,
so yes. That's where you can get all your Bravo news from us, all your thoughts on the episode, or all the thoughts we had on the episode, just tons of things happening. Also, we'll say your name on the show. So thank you to, hang on, I'm going to do it in a different order. Okay. Thank you to Chris, Danae, Dustin, Gina, Jackie, Mariah, Tracy, and Zoe. Zoe's a new one.
Yay!
Yeah. Also, Zoe's nothing but fabulous because I posted the new, season 9 of Vanderpump Rules has been, the trailer has been released. We won't talk about it, but Zoe commented on it, so we'll read that on the after show because Zoe's great. Perfect. We love her. Yay. And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus, when there are live shows, which now there's going to be a fucking ton of live shows, I will ask for your opinion. We'll talk about it on the podcast. We'll interact with you on Patreon. So that is the tier to join if you want to give your opinions out. Also, we will pick a patron of the episode. So this week, I'm picking our OG, Meredith.
We love Jackie.
You already know
amazing.
Who I'm talking about.
She's the one that got us to
Jackie.
Ourselves originally.
Or Jackie of the episode. She gives us the best advice.
So Jackie, thank you so much. We love you more than we can even freaking describe. And that's it. That's all you get from us. Okay. Let's get into Spit Take, shall we? The best, just the best.
This episode. Is Alicia's favorite episode. This is her favorite episode of the season.
It just has my favorite part. It's unbelievable. So previously on Vanderpump Rules, the Tom want to get into the sangria business, get it into people's hands. Jax is kind of dating Brittany, who is clueless about Jax, which is good for him because he's also trying to get with Lala, but James hooked up with Lala, so that made Jax mad, but then James hooked up with Lauren, so that made Lala mad.
So much.
And now there's a lot of mad people hooking up with each other.
This is like a love square or octagon this season. Normally it's a little more triangle shaped.
The fact that we'll never see Lauren again, I'm pretty sure, is like,
I feel like she quits her.
Yeah, where's her boyfriend? What's his name? Anthony? Where's Anthony? I feel so bad for him. He was the one.
No.
Victim. Okay, so we open up at Villa Rosa. We meet Ariel.
I think it's Aaron. I thought it was Aaron. Oh, is it Ariel? Ariel?
I think it's Ariel because it was spelled A-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Oh, I didn't see the spelling. I just heard her say the name.
Ariel. So she's a teen counselor and she volunteers with homeless teens. And some of her teens have actually never been to a restaurant. So she's here to ask Lisa and Ken if they can maybe open up the doors of Sir and allow these teenagers to eat at a restaurant.
I love
and
this.
Lisa, I know, it's so cute. Lisa is so down to help. It's insane.
I know. She says like she always gets presented to like help with charities and she does as much as she can, which good for her. She does seem like a very giving person.
Yeah. And like, this is easy enough, right? It's sure you're not going to break even tonight, but it's one night of like allowing these teenagers to eat for free. You're not going to charge Ariel with it. Like they've never eaten in a restaurant. What a jerk you'd be if you said no.
I know.
Okay, so now we're at Katie and Tom's apartment. Sandoval's here. He hates Schwartz's flat perm. So Katie is very upset because this perm is what's supposed to represent their relationship and it is not girly or wavy or fucking anything anymore.
They said it immediately fell flat, which that's what I said. I was like, this is not curly.
It's not a perm. So we're gonna game plan for tomorrow. We're going to go to Jason and Pandora's Vanderpump Sangria office and we're going to present our idea. What is the idea? We don't want too many specifics.
We want to be vague, but clear.
Yeah. But like, here's the issue. We can't do the 9 to 5 because we don't want to give up our summers. And like, there's tons of birthdays in summers.
And we're traveling. And you know, I got a good gig at Sir. Yeah.
Yeah, we almost want to be influencers.
Genius. Wow. Brand
ambassadors of Vanderpump
Sangria. Groundbreaking.
This is when we get some nice sound bites of Katie that's literally like, that's not what a fucking job is.
No.
But okay. Also, she's literally like, you guys should probably have a game plan. And Sandoval's like, well, specifics really aren't our strong suit. Yeah,
like
right now.
I feel like you need to not be vague and have something a little bit more nailed down.
Like, and Kate, I mean, Sandoval surprises me on this one because he knows Lisa Vanderpump. Like, he should fucking know.
Yes. I'm so concerned. I thought Sandoval would be like, listen, Schwartz, you be vague, do whatever, like, you say the vague stuff, and then I'll come in. And like give the real presentation that way. Like, you know how you always give somebody the title slide in the presentation because everybody has to talk during it. Like Schwartz, you do the title slide. I'll do the 72 other slides.
Exactly. Schwartz actually is told just not to talk at all. Let Sandoval do the talking. So yeah, their whole pitch is be brand ambassadors, focus on sales, which I don't know what else there is to know in business. Like, you know what? We went to 4 years of business schools. It could have just been focus on sales because that's all I do. You just focus on sales.
I guess so. I mean, also with the tagline of like, let's just be non-committal.
Yeah. Focus on sales, but non-committally.
Yeah.
Great. Done. So Katie again is like, you guys should be really clear. And this is when Schwartz and Sandoval are like, but we're handsome and charismatic, which again is business school 101. Also, Tom Sandoval has a great line of any asshole can come in with a presentation. The Toms come in as themselves.
Okay. No, you can come in as yourself, but with a presentation.
No, we don't. We're handsome and charismatic. So now we're at Sir. Jax and Lala are talking. Lala's a little flustered. Both her and Jax were hammered at Pride, but Jax didn't do anything.
Okay, I don't believe this, first off.
I don't either. And he says he wanted to, and then creepily goes, he would have destroyed her.
I was like, ew. Dude. I mean, tiny, but I
threw up in my mouth.
But come on. I don't like the nothing happened. Like, come on. You can't tell me you didn't even just make out.
You think Jax Taylor was like, no, we can't make out because I have a girl in Kentucky waiting for
Absolutely
me?
Not. So it makes me think a lot of things happened.
He had girls in LA waiting for him and he still cheated on
them. Yes. So I think something happened. He just was smart enough to try and cover his tracks a little bit better.
I agree. Also because later he lies to Brittany about like this mm-hmm. mini conversation, which just makes him seem even just more getting guilty. A drink.
Well, yeah.
So we find out James has been texting Lala, but Lala's not responding. And Jax tells Lala to steer clear of that. And Lala's going to. So she asks Jax about Brittany, right? Because she had heard that they went their separate ways because Jax started a rumor about himself.
Yes, obviously.
And we find out Brittany's coming to visit on Thursday. But until she moves across the country for him, he can't make it official. To which then,
okay, I do get that, but he's not being honest about where they're at then. So being official with someone and dating them are different things, but he's acting like they're completely off because like this last few weeks or something. Yeah.
Yeah. So Lala nicely asks, like, can we still grab drinks then? Because I don't know what this means either. Like, are you dating Brittany or are you not dating Brittany?
Yeah.
And Jax says, yeah, he can do that. Like, it's harmless. And Lala's like, yeah, I'm not going to suck your dick or anything.
Which he's like.
Jax almost has a fucking heart attack. This old man. Yeah,
he's a little too excited about that comment.
So, James is here to DJ. But then we also meet James's mom.
Oh my God, I love this. I love meeting parents.
James loves his mom. They actually sit down and get some food. Christina Kelly's their waitress.
I love how Christina Kelly's like, you are just gorgeous. I'm like, Christina Kelly, you are gorgeous, girl.
Get those tips, girl. So basically, back in the day in England, it was a really small place. So if you're famous, everyone knew who you were. So Ken and Lisa knew James's dad, who was the manager of Wham. And so when James's mom was 14, she was signed to Elite Model Management. Shout out America's Next Top Model, because that's one of the prizes. And so she traveled the world together. And then she was in London and she was in a cafe and James's dad gave her his number and then they got married, basically.
Happily ever after.
And then we ask what's going on with Kristen. He is convinced Kristen screwed around. No one's ever hurt James as much as Kristen Doty has.
I feel like Kristen when he everyone. Says that is a powerful name, the way he said it.
I know. I was like, I don't want to give anyone the power to hurt me this bad.
No, I'm like, poor James. Like, no matter what he's done, like, he has done some shitty stuff too. But like, horrible. In his interview, when he's like, no one has ever hurt me like Kristen Doty. I'm like, this is a documentary. This is a murder documentary right now.
Kristen just murdered his heart and his confidence in his life, basically. But James's mom is like, enough of the drama. There's enough drama down the line. And then the
James like gives her a look and I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought we were just bitching about Kristen here. Like, what is going on?
The mood gets awkward. And so James and his mom start getting really emotional. And we find out James's mom and dad are breaking up after 24 years. They both just needed to live their lives. And his parents are getting a divorce.
So which sad. Is hard. And he says like, you know, every like loads of people get divorced, but when it's your parents, it probably does mean it changes everything.
I know. I kind of tried to start thinking like, what if my parents got divorced? Because actually I have cousins who's like, they're like second cousins or whatever, but their parents got divorced when I think the youngest was around our age, like 26. Mm-hmm. So they were all older and they didn't really care.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them did because she's super fucking Catholic. So divorce was just like not an option, but she like none of them cared. And I tried to think if like I would care. I probably would care, but I wouldn't be like.
It's not as crazy whenever you're younger. Like in a sense, like it's even James's age. You think it wouldn't affect him as much, but I'm so curious about like what happened. Like what are the juicy
details
around the divorce? Are you just separating because like you're kind of over it or is there. addiction? Is there cheating? Is there like something like going on to cause
it? I think if like one of my parents hurt the other, then I'd be like upset by it. Same. You know, like if something happened. But James is taking this really hard, and he admits to taking his emotions out with alcohol. He drinks when he's in a bad place, and he knows this is a bad thing to do. And his mom tells him it's the worst thing he can do, but that's how James is really dealing with his emotions. It doesn't seem like he has anyone he could really talk to about this.
Which this makes so much more sense about like stuff going on in the season, because you have to kind of assume that he just hasn't come forward with like what's going to happening in his personal life yet. Yeah. So like Sheena's birthday and that night whenever Lala came and like Kristen was there, like he was hammered and just out of control emotionally. So like not being able to control the home stuff and the personal, like his personal life, dating life stuff is just probably making him spiral.
Yeah. And I'm sure it doesn't help that like him and Kristen broke up, because that was probably his confidant. Now he's going through breakup.
She probably knew. Probably knew about some of like this stuff if they were like having troubles.
I know. It's very sad. See, James is so
humanized. I loved meeting his mom and like walking through this. I really enjoyed this storyline. I mean, like, I hate that like he has to go through this, but
I know.
I like seeing like different sides of everybody.
He's so endearing. Like, I can't stay mad at him.
I think it's the British accent, but like, I'll take it.
It is. So now we're going to boxing class with Jax and Kristen, our favorite couple.
Okay. I'm not upset about this friendship, because let's be honest, they are like on the outsides.
So they're here to get their aggression out. And Kristen admits their friendship is super fucked up, but they've been friends for 10 years and Jax is really loyal. Probably not when you're dating him, but.
What? No, he's not even that loyal as a friend.
Not when you're dating him, but like as an acquaintance, super loyal.
I feel like he's loyal for like a week's time.
He's like, the most loyal, like third tier friend. He can't hurt you.
Well, he'll like meet you to do stuff and he'll like fill your schedule and he'll like give you the gossip. But like to actually be his inner circle, close friends or relate like his significant other, terrible place to be.
No, he's a third tier friend. He's great at that. So, after the workout, Kristen tells Jax that she has a date with Alex.
Heck yeah. He's a yacht captain.
Look out. Okay. And then Kristen asked Jax about the rumor that Jax and Brittany broke up, which was the rumor that Jax started.
I love this because Kristen doesn't get the full Sir gossip. So I don't think like she's getting everything a little delayed. So I'm loving that she brings this up, because we obviously got last episode about how Jax said he started this rumor, but now he has to confront it head on, because Jax has always just told people this. Now Kristen is asking him about it.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fucking funny. And Jax says that Brittany is moving to LA, but not with him.
No, not moving in with him. Just moving to LA. Cause he can't pay for her to come back and forth forever. So and he has to do it right this time.
Exactly.
Whatever that means.
And she's not here yet. So they're not together yet.
No. It literally starts hilarious. The minute her plane lands. So he's got to get it in before that time expires.
Can you imagine Brittany in Kentucky just like, I'm going to move with my boyfriend in LA. He's the love of my life. Oh my God,
like what her story is.
Yeah, and then Jax is like literally no girlfriend until she's in like LA County. She's in California, it doesn't count.
Is like she's saying all this stuff in Kentucky, and then like 6 months later it airs like live and all of her friends are like, what the fuck?
That girl that hated her in high school is watching, just like,
it's like she was such a liar. She wasn't dating that guy.
That's awesome. Okay. Kristen wants, just ending this. She's got to go because James is coming over. So they're not going to get back together. Yeah,
never again, which I'm glad to see this because I cannot relive that.
Yeah, she wants a real man. And Jax is like, why don't you just hang out by yourself? Get a dog or something, which is what Jax should probably do as well.
Yeah, but I think Jack did the dog thing, and then that's how him and
Stassi Brittany. Got together.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so now we're at Sir. Lisa has called a meeting. Everyone thinks they're in trouble, especially James, because Pride was such a mess for him, but they're not in trouble. We just are talking about the homeless youth coming tomorrow night, and everyone better get all the bullshit out. Come ready and prepared. We're going to make them feel good because your asses are fucking privileged and these kids deserve a night. We're looking especially, at you, James.
Yeah, especially you, James. Lisa calls him out. He's like, the fuck? I've just got stuff on my mind.
He's really like, I'm just sitting here.
I'm sorry. I'm sad. It's not because I have to like volunteer.
You know, what do you like?
Falling apart.
You know, like when you zone out, you probably look kind of sad. He's probably thinking like, okay, so like tomorrow, like what I would be thinking is like, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna like look really nice, so I should probably shower and blah blah blah. And then someone's just like, you look sad. And I'm like, I don't look sad.
I'm sorry, my head's in the clouds.
I'm thinking about things. And then Lisa talks to Sandoval after the meeting about his proposal.
Oof.
And Sandoval's like, yeah, we already know what we're bringing to the table. And Lisa's like, yeah, a pitch. Like,
yeah, like research. You got to do some research, you know, like how many sales are we doing? How much product are we moving? Like what markets are we in? She's like, you need to know what we're already doing to see what you can add to the like bring to the table here. Like you got to come more prepared than you were last week.
She knows they're not gonna, she already knows.
No. Oh my God. This is so funny. I'm like, even Lisa is like, I know who you guys are, but this is still the bar I'm setting. This is the expectation. If you're going to pitch me something legit, pitch me something.
Literally nothing. And then Sheena talks to Katie about getting her name changed. Oh my God. They still have work to do. She's currently looking for the right therapist, but this could be Shay turning over a new leaf, going okay, to I'm therapy. Happy,
super happy they're going to go to therapy potentially because they're just looking for a therapist.
Haven't yet.
A therapist, but still, I mean, Sheena takes a big moment like changing her name and is like, oh, see, we're good. We're good.
We're fine. I'm actually like now officially married to him, so he can't leave.
Yeah, that's all surface level stuff.
I know. And then they talked some shit about Lala. And Sheena actually is like, she knows that she was kind of hard on Lala. Yeah. But that night at the club with James and like Lala kind of stood up to James, it makes Sheena think they could be friends. Katie's not about it. She just doesn't want to be friends with people who lie.
Which I'm like, okay, the Italy lie was so long ago. Let's move on. That was a dumb white lie.
Also, it wasn't like a lie that affected Katie's life. Also, does she realize who the fuck she is friends with? Her boyfriend literally cheated on her and lied about it.
I know.
Multiple like, times.
Come on. These are inconsequential lies. Okay. So there wasn't a hostess like to start that day. She had to start 3 days later. Oops. Bummer.
Literally no one. Also, if you're not friends with Lala, you really shouldn't care if she lies. Like if my friend lied to me, I'd be like, why the fuck are you hiding this from me?
But yeah, she didn't even lie to you. Like it wasn't about like lying to you. She wanted to uphold the lie. So Lisa didn't find out.
It is stupid.
Like don't take your job too seriously. This isn't brain surgery.
We're actually serving homeless youth, Meredith. Okay. It's like kind of brain surgery. Okay. And then James talks to Tom and Jax for a little bit. He is excited about the homeless teen dinner, but he's not excited to pick his shit up from Kristen's. And then Jax tells James that he saw Kristen at a boxing class, to which if you pause, because I paused it really quick, at this moment, Sandoval starts fucking cracking up. He's like,
does he
boxing class with her?
But like also I think he knows like any mention of Kristen to James means James is going to just start freaking out.
Oh, I know.
Which he proceeds to.
He does. He's like, that's super strange that you guys are hanging out.
Why would you hang out with her?
And then he says what we're all thinking. Is this a fucked up universe where Jax and Kristen end up together because they're perfect for each other? To which I think they're perfect for each other. I'm shipping these two.
No, I think Jax really likes the naive girl.
I'm shipping Kristen and Jax forever. And then Jax tells James about Kristen's date
Which spirals James even more. Oh my god,
Jax just can't shut the fuck up.
All I know is like so much was happening. I didn't even take it in my brain, except for when James, a light bulb goes off in his head and decides to one up Jax, I guess, and be like, well, I got a really hot date. So, and just like storms out. I was like, oh god.
Yeah, goodbye. So then we go to Kristen's apartment. This is the best part of the whole fucking thing. So James is here to get his shit. And they're like, okay, that's it. And then James brings up Kristen's date. And she's like, how the fuck did you know? And he's like, Jax fucking told me. Which, like, I don't know why we're not surprised. But then James is so fixated on how Kristen cheated on Tom with Jax. And that's why James really hates Jax. So anything Jax tells him just, like, makes him really angry.
Yeah.
So James is, like, kind of mad, but he's still, like, not super mad yet. And he basically wishes Kristen the best of luck and wishes more luck to whoever she ends up with.
This is beautiful. These are, like, low enough digs that, like, just grab your shit and walk out of here, James.
Yeah.
Just leave the building.
But then Kristen starts going off about how that's so hateful and he's the worst. And James says it's not hateful. He's just been thinking and he thought he would miss her, but he's actually thinking more about Lala.
Oh my God. He's like, I don't think about you at all, Kristen, only Lala. I'm like, oh God.
Yeah. So then Kristen says James has a lot of nerve texting her that he loves her and then parades around a bunch of bite marks, and Kristen calls James ratchet, to which then James calls Kristen ratchet, and then Kristen gets mad, like, you shouldn't speak to a woman like that.
Okay, which I don't like this standard though. That's not fair. You can't call him ratchet, and when he calls you ratchet, it's now not cool.
Agreed. Also, ratchet's what we're gonna get upset about.
I agree.
Ratchet, I'd be like, okay,
I think Kristen, she was slowly losing his shit, but I think Kristen loves to be like, James is such the problem, like, he's an asshole, when it's like, Chris, you guys both do this shit to each other.
Yeah. No, also I was like, what women? He's just calling you that because you are kind of fucking ratchet, let's be honest.
They're both ratchet.
They're like, both so
throw gross. The dig, you guys all suck.
So then Kristen goes, James is gonna drink himself into oblivion, he's gonna get fired and he's gonna lose his friends and no one's gonna forgive him. And then James says that Kristen will never get married, and if she does, she'll be divorced in the first 3 years, and she's gonna cheat on her husband. She has nothing going for her except her shitty t-shirt line. She already got fired from Sir, she already lost all her friends, and she's got nothing but Jax and his friendship.
Okay, I do have to give it to James. He won it because he gets so specific. You're not going to get married. And if you do, you're going to get divorced after 3 years.
He like doesn't stumble either. Like I would be like, like I stumble over my words naturally.
Yeah.
His ass kept going. And the fact that she's like, you're going to get fired. And he's like, you're already fired. Next.
And I love the little t-shirt line dig.
You have nothing going for you except your shitty t-shirt line. So then the whole time he's yelling this, Kristen just is like patronizing him. Like they're still bickering. He grabs his shit, calls her a nasty slut. And Kristen says, I'm going to call security. So James spits on her door.
Oh my God. Goes, they try to show with the camera, but you like really can't even see it.
He spits on it and goes, yeah, bitch, bye slut.
Which, okay, what he is saying is not what we're laughing at. It's just no.
It's what happened.
It's like, how dumb it is.
Also, who thinks to spit on a door?
I don't know. I'm kind of shocked he didn't spit on her because I feel like that's what you would think of.
That's super rude. But
I like how she was like, I just cleaned my apartment.
Just got my door cleaned. And then so she has to clean off the spit, but her face when it happened was also so funny because she's like, did you just spit on my door? Which that's what I would do. I'd be like, did you just spit on my door?
The fuck is going on?
It's so good. And like these are the things that James should not do. This, it is so horrible, but it is so fucking funny.
But if you think about, like, no other reality TV show has any like drama like this. Like reality TV is so manufactured now. Like, let's be honest, there is some type of recipe, no matter how much producers do or don't get involved, because there's always going to be fights about like dumb, petty shit. No one has this.
This like, was so James natural.
Brings this like random ass like digs and like spitting on someone's door.
Yeah. Like a lot of the time in reality TV, someone will say something like super insulting and that person will be like, oh my God, that was so rude. Like,
yeah,
I can't believe
it was like behind someone's back. So like the drama is just like, it like coming around the group and then like it finally being confronted. Nope. James and Kristen just do it right in front of each other.
Fucking James insults you right fucking back and then spits on your door. And the producers are probably like, what a star. What a like, star.
Did we get all of that?
The star. Like, you know that dude that got assigned James and Kristen all season is just like, I fucking hate it. I hate watching them fight. It's the most annoying thing. And then this happened and he's like, I never want to be on anyone Gold. Else. This is the yeah. only thing I want to be put on from now on.
100%.
Ugh, it was awesome. Let's go to my second favorite part of the episode. It was Pandora and Jason's office. We are talking Vanderpump Sangria. Lisa, Jason, and Pandora all here. None of them have any expectations. Not even low ones. Just none. So Schwartz is really excited because he has a lot of things coming up. He's got rings, engagement parties, weddings, kids, college. So he's fucking ready to take the first step, which is sangria. So let's hear the pitch. Schwartz says it's better for both parties involved if they're brand ambassadors. They'd get people excited for the product, get it in people's hands, talk to people about the product.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I have to say, he is sounding very confident in this portion.
He sounds confident. What he's saying is bullshit, but at least he sounds confident. Because then Sandoval looks at Schwartz and goes, wish you had let me talk first, but okay.
Oh my God. Like, this is how little preparing they did. Is even in the like elevator on the way, like up here, the stairs or whatever, the walk in, they didn't even talk. Hey, I'm going to talk first.
No. Hilarious. And then Sandoval in his interview is like, this is like poker. You don't show your hand. You go off the other players. To which I was like, no, show your hand. This isn't poker.
This isn't a board meeting. No. This is a job interview.
This is horrifying. So, and then Sandoval trips over his word. So somehow Schwartz is the most intelligent man giving the pitch.
Schwartz can put a full sentence together. I'm shocked at how good he comes out looking.
I know Sandoval can't even string three words together. And then Lisa has to even pause the pitch because she cannot stop laughing. So then Jason, because Jason's, this is a waste of his time. He's like, mm-hmm. What have you been doing for a week? And Sandoval says that they have a plan. And that plan is they want to come in pro bono, to which Pandora's like, so you want to be an intern?
They're like, wait, so you'll work for free? And they're like, you know, the plan is that we'll just start figuring out the plan once you just buy into this. But don't worry, we'll work for free.
It's pro bono. So like the more, it's all the sales. The more sales we get.
Which is like, way to use a fancy word. Pro bono, doesn't mean I'm going to do this for free. It means I'm like donating my time because I'm like so good at my job, but you can't afford it. Like guys are not so good at this that you're going to offer your services for free. You don't have any services to offer.
Why the fuck are you doing this for free then? What's the point of this job then?
Yeah. What happened to the weddings and the babies and the colleges that we got to pay for?
They're literally just going to go to bars and be like, what you drink in there? Wouldn't you
remember the St. Louis pitch? The St. Louis pitch was more put together than this.
I know.
But I love how she's like, okay, so Monday you start, what are you doing? And Sandoval's like,
he can't commit to a Monday. He's going to have to call them every day and let them know his schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll just touch base and we'll just figure it out as we go.
So this is Pandora then just kind of sums it all up of, so you're on board to promote this alcohol brand, but I don't have to pay you. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the fucking team then. Because basically now they're just going to go to bars and be like, hey, you know what you should drink is Vanderpump Rosé. And someone's going to go, okay. Or they're going to buy drinks
for everyone to buy, like drink this Vanderpump. What is it? Sangria.
The yeah.
Vanderpump
but I sangria. Think that's the problem though, is I could see them spending money.
Yeah.
That is not worth anything. Like they're just going to spend money to do projects and it's not going to actually help the brand. So this could actually hinder LVP.
I can tell you, I'm at a bar. I see Tom and Tom and they're like, hey, I bought you this lovely sangria. You should try it. And I'd be like, thank you so much for the free drink. And then they think I'm now going to drink that the rest of the night. But in reality, I'm just taking their free drink and then I'm going to move on. Because who's drinking sangria all night?
100%. And they're going to go look to like be reimbursed for buying that drink from Pandora and Jason.
No.
Doesn't work. Terrible pitch.
I'm not in the alcohol business, but I'm just going to assume that more people buy sangria bottles for like dinner than they do at a bar.
That's the thing. So they should
probably go to Target and like, this is where the
research coming in would have been very helpful to know. What's your market? Like, when is your kind of target market drinking this product? I'm in this industry a little bit. So
when was the last time Tom and Tom had a whole night on sangria? Someone let me know.
Dude, I can't even tell you when the last time I drank sangria was.
Yeah, right. Oh, so fucking funny. So that happened. So they're now interns. Amazing.
Now they got the job.
They fucking got it. Now we're at Jax's apartment. Brittany is here. She's here for a week. And that's, you know, when Brittany is in town and right in front of Jax, that's who he wants to be with. When she's gone, he forgets about her. But right now, this is his girl.
Can I say something? This is off topic, but it just made me think about this.
Yeah.
It's about Jax, so it's not too far off topic. But he looks like a fucking Wolverine when his like facial hair is like it is in this episode.
Yes.
I meant to put that in my notes, but I like was like, I'll remember. And in this moment, I was thinking, I can see how Brittany's attracted to him. And then I was like, not physically, but like the idea of him. But I'm like, the
idea of him being Wolverine, like Hugh Jackman, but like an off brand.
But like his hair is kind of receding and like he just is a little chubbier than he was in season one.
But like we get it.
what is she doing here?
Well, she's here to visit with Jax. They're gonna do some loving, but first Jax tells Brittany that Lala asked him out for drinks, and he gives this whole different story that we didn't see, that she basically
a totally different version.
She like, he was really hesitant, and Lala said she had heard they got back together, and Jax told her they never broke up. To which Brittany's like, that girl's got a lot of nerve.
Brittany does not have the direct line to the Sir Gossip that Jax has been starting about their breakup. I can't
believe that girl would go hit on my boyfriend, my Wolverine. So now Brittany hates Lala for no reason. And then we discussed the plan for Brittany moving here. And we had heard all episode, all fucking season that.
Yeah, I was about to say, Brittany, don't just limit it to this episode.
Don't just limit it to today. It's been months. Jax basically said that Brittany's not going to live with him. But then.
No, because he doesn't want to screw it up. Remember, he wants to do it the right way. He really, really likes her. But like, hey, Brittany, when you come here, what are we going to do?
You should stay with me. Okay, sound good? Great.
I know I don't want to screw this up, but I think the best thing for us to do, because I don't want to screw it up, is you should just move in with me.
Great. And now they're gonna do some loving, some Kentucky loving.
Lordy,
disgusting. Okay, so now it's the day of the youth dinner. Sheena cannot believe how giving Lisa is, because Lisa's doing a full menu because that's the most giving part of this moment, is that Lisa's
they can order whatever
they want on the menu. So Sandoval is venting before the homeless youth come in about his first world problems, that Schwartz spoke first in the sangria meeting, and now he had to like rescue their pitch.
and they just can't be 9-to-5 people.
No, they're not that
pressured.
Yeah. They're not that Monday through Friday. They're just kind of, you know, when it works, you know, they got to be fluid with their schedule.
And like the whole company can't rely on them for anything like sales. There's no pressure involved. Like nothing can go wrong.
I wish we got Ariana being like, you're a fucking moron.
Ariana literally is like half listening. And then in her interview was like, he's an idiot. And we're all like, yeah.
She's doing that thing where she's like, Yeah.
Please enjoy yourself. Your life is so hard. So then Lala talks to Jax and Jax tells Lala that James spit on Kristen.
Oh my God. Wrong. Yes. Not that like, it makes it that much better, but like, Kristen, what did Kristen tell Jax?
That it was the door. Kristen said he spit on my door, and Jax is like, James spit on Kristen.
This is like, I hate when people do this. They like fit. Jax like has hated James for a while now. So to make it fit his narrative and have more hatred towards James, he makes it that James spit on Kristen because it helps.
That's worse.
Jax, yeah, like tell people how terrible James is. Not that spitting on the door is really that much better, but he's like really trying to drive this home.
Yeah. And because Jax is a grandfather, basically, well, the age of one, he's going to sit down and talk to James, which Lala, for some reason, thinks is a good idea.
Well, I'm like, okay, so Kristen just called and complained to you, but you're going to get yourself involved in something that you have no involvement in.
Yes. Yeah. What could be clearer?
Yeah. Why do you need to? You're not the most upstanding person on how to treat women with respect, considering you told everybody you broke up with your girlfriend.
Yeah. I'm on Jackson's side. I don't know why people are confused about this.
Maybe you're not the poster child for respecting women.
Literally so much sense. So Tom and Ariana. So listen, I would like to start this out by saying I think something is really bothering Ariana. So everything's kind of setting her off.
Yes.
That being said, let's get into this. So Sandoval walks in with these two pitchers of drinks he made, and he's like, look at these drinks I made. And Ariana is immediately mad. Basically, she had said, like, we should make drinks for the teens. And Sandoval did it without consulting her, which sounds like a really dumb fight, which is why I think Tom just is already annoying Ariana. So she's like already pissed at him.
Yes.
And so she even says it's not a drink thing. It's a Tom and Ariana thing. They're supposed to be partners. And even Ariana says there should be like a pink girly drink. And that's when Sandoval is like, well, would you like to do that? And then Ariana's like, don't patronize me. Now I'm mad.
Yes. Like, this is annoying because I bet when she said it, because we didn't actually see her say it to him, but I bet like he was just ignoring her. And then just like decided to make them. And it's just a communication thing that he completely left her out of it after she had she chose idea to talk to him about it. Yeah. And then he just leaves her out of it.
And like, it's possible she wanted to make the drinks together and they could have done like this cute, I don't know, this cute like bartend couple.
And it's not about like truly making the drink. It's the communication behind it. Like, you chose to just go off and make it, and we didn't even talk about what we were going to make, or, you know, there should be a girly one, and there should be a pink one and a green one, or, you know.
Yeah. But then Lisa comes over and sees this cucumber lemonade that Tom has made. And Lisa says, there should be a pink girly drink. And to which Ariana starts laughing. She gets a little like confidence in her. And she's like, we should put your cucumber lemonade into glasses. To which Lisa's like, yes, genius. Listen to Ariana.
And she's Tom's got like, it all.
Tom's like, I was going to put it in glasses.
I'm like, yes, thank God Lisa knows who's the boss in this relationship and has got all the ideas. Like,
so funny.
At least Ariana's getting the credit she deserves.
So the teens are here. We're so excited. Sheena is like overwhelmed with kindness. Working this dinner makes her reflect on her own life and how there are bigger problems than what she's going through. But I'd like to say addiction is a humongous problem that like,
I agree. I'm like,
her marriage doesn't matter. It's her husband's addiction that we should really focus on.
Like, that does not take away from your problems just because other people are going through problems too. It's all relative. You are going through a massive thing.
Yeah, she's thinking of it in the way of like someone she knows is addicted, but because of that, her marriage could suffer and like her life could suffer and like blah, blah, blah. When okay, in reality,
yes, that's the stuff that doesn't matter.
Yeah, she should be focusing on. That's why I was like, well, Sheena, you're looking at this really horribly. Like your problems are pretty massive. If only you picked the right ones.
That's the thing. Yeah, you're like sweeping the massive problem under the rug and being like, see, the rest of these aren't that big of a deal.
Yeah. So basically the dinner goes really well. They're so excited. They think everything is so good. They're all so excited to be at a restaurant. It was honestly so cute. I know.
They're like, do we get appetizers? I'm like, order at one of everything, people. Yeah, get everything. One of everything. Get
those goat cheese balls.
Yes. And Lisa's like, we'll get some calamari for the table. I love how she's like describing what it is. I'm like, oh, I know. I love
and
this.
That guy was really like, okay, thank you. And Lisa's like, no, of course. It's my calamari.
I'm happy she was ordering stuff in a sense for them, because I wonder if they were like timid, like, oh, I'm just going to order an entree. I don't want to take advantage. But it's like, Lisa's like, no, we're doing apps. Like get a salad, entrees, dessert. We're doing it all.
Yeah. She's flirting with one of the guys. He literally goes, how long have you and Ken been married? And she goes, are you hitting on me? And I was like, no, but okay.
She's so personable.
I know. And then even Katie at one point, it sounded like one of the girl teens was like, oh, I have a brother. And Katie's like, oh, my boyfriend's dragging his feet with that ring. So
she said, she goes, I do have a boyfriend, but I mean, he's dragging ass. So I'll keep him in mind.
Yeah. Which is like so nice. So funny. Honestly, I thought Sheena was the roughest one because she kept being like, hello, you can order whatever you want.
I know.
I'm so happy. She like made it really obvious that they were normal.
Yeah. Patients. She couldn't just like have fun with them and like make a good time. It's just like, she's trying to be so forceful with like, I don't even know.
They met Jiggy. Like, it was just fun. It was nice. Like, mm-hmm. Lisa ate off their plates. It was, like, funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they got dessert, which was awesome, too. Oh,
it looked so good. I was so angry.
I was so hungry. I can't wait till when we go to Sir. When are we going? 2022?
I want that chocolate cake. I want the cheesecake. I want the goat cheese balls. Meredith, I wanted the calamari. Literally, I'm, like, so hungry right now.
We're going. 2022, we're going to LA, and we're going to
2048, we'll be with our walkers, and we'll be going.
We should go once a year. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so at the bar, Ariana is telling Tom about her birthday. She got a bunch of decorations. She's turning 30 and she's going to do a giant kids party, never love grow it. Up kind of vibes, which mm-hmm. I love. This sounds fucking lit. Someone give me a bop it and a skip it. I'm in.
Your poor ankles.
I don't need them. We both have one bum ankle. We can live without an ankle. We already know. So Peter comes up then and he starts telling Tom about his birthday. He's going to do a guy's trip to Vegas and Ariana is pissed. God.
Well, they say like Peter had to work on his birthday. So it's like a belated trip, but it's only a guy's trip. I would be pissed too.
Yeah. She hates this heteronormative guy stuff where like she can't go, but Sandoval gets to go even though they're all friends.
I know. And Peter's like, well, I haven't spent quality time with them in a while. Well, if I were Ariana, I'd be like, well, so what you're telling me is you don't want to spend quality time with me.
Yeah. Also, it's the day right after her birthday.
Oof. Honestly, you already have the stress of the drink fight. I would hate to be Sandoval right now. Like, not because it's not his fault that like Peter pitches this, but he does say like, do you want me to stay home? And she's like, yeah, I want to say yes.
Yep. Yep. And he's like, okay, I'm not gonna, but thank you for telling me your opinion. Okay. And then, cause we just got to ruin it for these teens.
Oh, I know. Any party Lisa has, there's just screaming in the back of Sir,
which I love.
Yes.
Never forget Kristen during that one dinner party with the Austrian dude.
I was about to say with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
What did he say where he's like, you do not. Sorry. That was my favorite episode in season two. Anyway, so Jax and James are in the back and Jax asks James about spitting on Kristen. And James is like, I did not spit on her, but I did spit on her door.
Yeah, but he's Jax, like, I would never spit on her. But he says, I'll apologize next time I see her.
Yeah. And then Jax is like, aren't you tired of saying sorry? And James is like, you should really try it sometime.
Yeah, he's like, aren't you? Like, you're 15 years older than me and you're still apologizing for shit. Don't even come talk to me.
Yeah, so the teen drama can start to hear it. And I don't know if the teens actually like are paying attention because none of their heads kind of move. But yeah. Like Lisa sniffs it out in a second. Like the people at the bar can hear everything.
Yeah.
So Lisa comes in and tells them to stop it. And they're both still going like little digs at each other.
Whoever Lisa is face to face with stops yelling, but the other person is yelling behind her back. And I'm like, she can hear you.
So James kind of gets sent home for raising his voice. But then Lisa says if he calms down, puts a smile on his face, he can go back out there. And Jax is still going off about it like at the bar now. So Lisa calls him in. And Jax is really trying to throw James under the bus. Like, James, spit on someone. And Lisa's like, I don't care.
Yeah, then, I care what's happening here right now. You're screaming in my restaurant.
To be more more disrespectful, Jax is like talking to Lisa and is like, that dude can't come into my restaurant. And Lisa's like, it's not your restaurant. Guess what? You don't own it. And Jax is like, it is my restaurant. And Lisa's like, no, shut up.
This is not your restaurant. Just because you worked here for your 47 million adult years doesn't mean it's your restaurant. How this works.
Jokes. Yeah. So then Lisa's pissed, tells Peter to keep them away from each other. And then the episode ends.
I hate that entitled shit of Jax. Like, this is not your restaurant. Literally not over it.
You're literally a bartender. You've been here for 17 plus years. Literally
a bartender. Peter can't even say his restaurant. He's the goddamn manager of this place.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jax. You're literally 57 and you're still working a bartending job when you should have probably been promoted. Nathalie and
what's his name can barely say it's their restaurant.
Guillermo. Yeah. I know. It's barely their restaurant. My God. Fuck Jax. Oh, fuck Jax. I hate him. I know I picked him last week, but I hate him. Okay. So, next time we get Ariana's kid party and then we get the boys going to Vegas, which at first I was like, is Sandoval here? And then we did see a lot of Sandoval. So he is there. We see Jax's butt. We have the girls having their own kissing party to make their boyfriends jealous. And Jax, oh, he just wants to have so much sex in Vegas.
And he can't.
He can't because he's dating kind of Kentucky.
Because the rumor is squashed that he broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah, he had to squash the rumor he started. Great. What a gem. Okay, so let's do accepted and blocked.
I'm very prepared. I don't think I've ever been this prepared.
Which one do you want to do first?
I'm good to do accepted because I'm excited about this.
Do it.
I'm accepting James. I'm really obsessed with the heartfelt conversation he had with his mom. He also had some great digs at Jax towards the end. And he did say he would apologize to Kristen. But the meat of the story is that argument with Kristen. Those digs awesome. He was throwing were so good.
It was good.
It is just so funny to watch him in action with Kristen, especially one-on-one when like nobody else is helping either of them. Mm. And the spit on the door is just like what's catapulting the season into the dream season for me.
It was amazing. And though I love James, I'm going to accept Lisa. I think it was great. The homeless teen story, she was so about. She didn't deal with any of the Tom's bullshit. Now she has two free workers to promote her sangria brand, which is fantastic. And she got a good
laugh out of their lack of a pitch.
Yeah, her Pandora and Jason probably joked about it at the dinner table that night. It was so fucking funny. And yeah, and she helped these homeless teens, which was great. She gave back. She was so personal, so loving towards them, which like I super appreciated. I loved watching it. And so, yeah, I give it to Lisa.
Nice. All right. Who are we going to block? Because I have two options for blocking.
Oh, I don't know. Because I always block the same freaking person. No, you know what? I know who I'm going to block. This might be an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to block Sandoval.
Okay.
Dude should know better than to go into a meeting like that and not have a pitch for Lisa Vanderpump herself. Come the fuck on. You already had one bullshit meeting where they told you what they expected and you came in so unprepared. In the middle of the meeting, you literally said to Schwartz, I wish you had let me talk first.
Like, you don't say that in front of like clients or people you're trying to impress. You say that shit when you go home.
No. And then on top of that, you must have done something to piss off Ariana. You better not go on this boys trip.
Yeah, don't mess with our girl. Don't you dare mess with our girl.
Because it shows in the preview, but we're pissed about it. You shouldn't go on the boys trip.
But he better make her birthday like so special that she's like, okay, go have fun.
He fucking better.
I expect a lot, Sandoval.
Okay, who's yours?
You know what? I'm actually okay. I kind of have two. I'm gonna give my my little bronze medal to Schwartz because he was also unprepared for that meeting.
And I know.
So we just gotta stuff him in there with Sandoval. But I'm blocking Jax. I'm so fucking annoyed with Jax being like high and mighty, saying my restaurant, telling James to stop doing shit that he's doing and he's 15 years older. And lastly, basically like making a date and then flipping the script and telling Brittany, like it was Lala. Like, no, we're not going to have two, like you pit two girls against each other because you want to basically bang Lala before Brittany actually changes her like mailing address. Seriously, yeah. This is ridiculous. I hate you and fucking shave your face.
It's honestly all fucking bullshit. That whole, all like the whole thing he's doing to Brittany is just such bullshit.
I am just flabbergasted that this chick has not watched seasons 1 through 3.
No, I know.
Like at some point, so I want someone to like even get her number and be like, girl, cancel that U-Haul. You don't need it.
If there is any reality TV star that's considering dating me, know that I will watch every episode of whatever you are on to know you
absolutely
better.
Absolutely. Okay? And don't listen, I'm going to come prepared with notes so you can defend yourself and tell me why. Like,
I'm going to ask your friends about it.
Yeah, yeah, well, like, ask everyone. You get a defense. Like, listen, we don't get to see everything. I do get that argument of like, you only got to see 10% of it. Or like, I have to bring some drama, you know, this is my job. I can take some arguments, but like the shit Jax does, yeah, sorry, cheating on your girlfriend? No.
You would like sit down with Lisa in your CERT interview and be like, now can I ask you some questions? Yes. Did this really happen with Jax? Is he a good person? What's happening?
Do you think he's changed?
Yeah, so many.
Am I just another girl of like the many?
Brittany girl, you got to get it together.
Another bronze medal. It's for Brittany for being so dumb. We got a lot of people on this podium of blocking.
It's not even like he's hiding his show. Like the cameras are in Brittany's face. Like
I know it's not like she hasn't been on camera. Like it's just some girl like from Kentucky and we really don't know who she is. She's been on camera thrice times.
Yeah, this bitch looks like she has cable. Okay. She can go look at Bravo.
Just YouTube will work.
Jax Taylor. Yeah. Jesus. Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought it was a good episode. I thought it's catapulting the story along.
I know I said it wrong too at first. Catapulting us to
catapulting
prime time in the season. We're not frustrated yet. I mean, Vanderpump has so many episodes in it.
We will be eventually, but not now. But thanks for listening. Be sure to do all those fun things I mentioned at the beginning. Mainly go to patreon.com/vanderpasta and follow us on Instagram at vanderpasta. But we're about to do our after show, so you should become a patron so you can join it.
Yes. Bye. See you next time.